Yes, Chairman, I'd like to bring it back to this question of our debt. The balance sheet shows we have debt of $8.7 billion. If you take the equity accounting treatment, it shows that we have assets of $15.36 billion and liabilities of $13.5 billion. In other words, it's massively geared. The equivalent figures for 07 were assets of $12.4 billion and liabilities of $8.6 billion. So 12 months earlier, it was still geared, but it was more modestly geared. Now, what BBI has done in the 2007-2008 financial year is go on a debt-funded acquisition binge at the absolute top of the market, which has now completely imperiled the shareholder value, totally. There is no other company in this market that's gone out and done six different acquisitions, most of them after August when the subprime crisis first hit. So you guys kept on dancing as if the credit boom was going on without ending, and then now the company is completely stuffed. And if you match up the fees paid in that thing you've left on our chairs with the acquisitions, I mean, all the things we've bought are losing money. If you look at page 162 to 164 of the annual report, we paid $1.47 billion for Alinta. It lost $12.7 million over the year, and we paid $13.6 million in fees to Babcock & Brown. Manu Group, we paid $371 million for it in July. It lost $1.3 million. The fee was about $10 million. TRI, we paid $103 million. It lost $4.4 million over the year. SHRU, we paid $110 million. It lost $5 million over the year. Again, the fee was about $10 million. Westalum, we paid $367 million. It lost $1 million. Again, the fee was about $10 million. But the big daddy of them all, and the one that I think you've really got a lot of explaining to do about, is NGPL. This was the last one. This was in February. This was after things had started falling apart. After you'd gone on this binge beforehand, you paid $398 million and you paid a fee of $39.5 million to Babcock & Brown for that. So you paid 10% of the value of the investment as a fee to Babcock & Brown according to that thing you've left on our chair. And I think you've got to specifically answer the question as to what on earth we are still doing borrowing money and buying more assets as late as February 13, and how on earth can you possibly justify a 10% fee? Surely on behalf of the shareholders, you should be taking, or the shareholders should be taking action to recover some of that ridiculous $40 million fee. And at least that's the only asset that actually made money. Of the six things we bought during the year, it made $4.6 million. So we've had one profit-making acquisition over the year, and we paid $40 million or 10% for the privilege.
There are a number of elements to that question, and I'm going to ask our CFO to respond to them because there are some quite important aspects there which need to be clarified. John.
Thanks, David. In terms of the figures that you've quoted are from the annual accounts. When you've quoted the return, you've quoted the net loss after tax. Again, I apologise for some technical accounting speak here. But in terms of the way we account for those acquisitions, and in particular the last acquisition you mentioned in terms of NGPL, we equity account for that asset. That means we take up our share of the net assets of the company. If we were to proportionally consolidate, and I'll explain what proportionally consolidate means, it means if we took up our 26% share of all of the assets and all of the liabilities of that company, it would actually present a very different picture to the one you've just painted. In terms of the enterprise value or the total value, if that was to assume a proxy for the value of our investment, it's actually over $2.5 billion of investment. So when you're talking about the net equity, that's the number you quoted, it will materially understate that, and as a consequence, when you're dividing the fees as a percentage of that, I agree, it would look very odd. Again, the accounting standards are very prescriptive as to how we have to account for certain assets, and unfortunately, for that asset, it requires us to equity account because we have a minority stake. We do try to present what a proportionally consolidated picture looks like, and we present that in the full-year results that we prepared and presented on the day of the announcement, which was the 26th of August. When you look at it from a gearing point of view, because you mentioned gearing, on that basis, our debt as a percentage of total assets is 64%. When you look at it a different way, if you looked at it, the debt as reported on our balance sheet as a percentage of the total assets, it looks like we're geared to 75%. So I apologise for the technical accounting speak, but when we present the accounts, it can optically look like we're in a different position to what we really are.